iHeart Communities, thank you so much for listening, as we're very happy to have on with us from Make-A-Wish Connecticut. Lucky to have their president and CEO, Pam Keough. And as an exciting surprise to help celebrate 35 years, the anniversary with Make-A-Wish Connecticut, the very first Wish Mom in Connecticut, Kathy Maselli. Welcome to you both.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. Oh my goodness. Pam, first and foremost, happy anniversary for Make-A-Wish Connecticut. And secondly,
thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Talk a little bit about the celebrations that are going on to celebrate 35 years here in our state.
You can't believe it's been 35 years since the first wish, which is crazy. 3,600 kids have gotten their wishes. But what we're doing is we're leading up to the 35th anniversary with 35 wish stories. And very exciting. Our actual anniversary is July 18th, so we're getting ready for that. And we're just excited to have Kathy, our first wish mom, here.
Oh, thank you. I'm excited to be representing this.
Absolutely. And Kathy, tell us a little bit about your son, Donnie, whose wish was to go to Walt Disney World. And this is going back to 1984. And I want you to tell us all about your wonderful son, who I know, sadly, you know, you lost in 1985. So I'm really honored that you're here today. And I want you to just take time. We're going to just sit back and listen to your story.
Well, Donnie was our second child. We had two girls, one older than him and one younger than him. And he was diagnosed with a cancer called a neuroblastoma a year before the wish. And it was a very aggressive tumor. And he went through chemotherapy. He had a bone marrow transplant. He had a lot of things to try to make the prognosis better. But he relapsed in 84, in April. And that's when Make-A-Wish proposed a trip for him. And we took him and my husband and I and my daughter, who was 3 years older than him, to Disney World. And he was feeling well. And we knew that the road ahead of us wasn't going to be very good. So this was a window of a wonderful opportunity to get away with him, to be where, you know, he's never been before, and very excited about it. So it was a great trip.
I'm sure an opportunity for you to just be a family on vacation in, you know, Disneyland, obviously, everyone. That's where people always, you know,
right,
oh, my gosh, or
right.
Disney World, I should say. But I mean, that's just a wonderful place to make those memories that you have and can cherish. Talk about what it did for the entire family, including Donnie.
Well, we just had such a relief of we were in another for a while. We got away from having to be at the doctors and the, you know, hospitals, and he was so excited about going, and so was his sister. So it was his first plane trip, first time he stayed in a hotel. And it was just really, we really put it away that whole time, which was amazing because, you know, we had to concentrate on having fun. And we were able to do that. And we were treated extremely well. We had the best of everything. We stayed at a really nice hotel. The plane fare was taken care of for us. We had no worries except just show up at the airport.
And this wish did occur in 1984. And little did you know that this would inspire Make-A-Wish Connecticut in 1986. I mean, that's quite an honor and a beautiful way to celebrate his memory, right?
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, people were donating to Make-A-Wish after when he died a year after the trip, and people were always remembering, you know, what had happened with the trip and was grateful for that. So that was another piece. And I had brought some of the pictures from the trip to Karen at Make-A-Wish facility. So they're going to have pictures of him there.
Well,
which is great. It's great. It's great.
Pam, talk a little bit about what this means to you to be obviously their president and CEO of Connecticut Make-A-Wish chapter, but a little bit about the impact of what Make-A-Wish does and how many years it can change lives, right?
Yeah, well, think about it. So Make-A-Wish got started in someone's kitchen in New Fairfield, Connecticut. And it was just three individuals who got together who heard about the first wish out in Phoenix and said, you know what, maybe we're going to do something for some kids in Connecticut. And that's when they heard about Donnie. And, you know, back there, we didn't have, like, the computers and all the things we do now.
Right.
But it was really bake sales and things. And now it's expired, you know, it's inspired 3,600 wishes. So that is just crazy to think that, but that's what Kathy and you know, her son Donnie did. We, you know, would hope that it would only be a few and they were done. It, sadly, there's still more kids coming, but that's, it's just amazing. And I'm glad, so glad we found Kathy and Donnie because, you know, we didn't have computers either, so it was hard to find some of our initial wish kids, but we did some hunting and they lived in Richfield, Connecticut at the time, and there was a something that was honoring him at the school, I believe, Kathy. Donnie was being honored.
There was a rock, a stone placed with his name on it, as, you know, in memory of a second grader, a special second grader. So that's, I think, how that came about. Yeah. For me to be notified, I was really, you know, it was emotional, but it was also very, I was very happy to hear that, you know, that he still could be remembered and that we still went in our memory, went down the road to, you know, visiting how we experienced the trip, how wonderful it is for the children and the family. But the kids go through a lot, no matter different illnesses or whatever long-term illnesses or whatever reason they're granted a wish. It's such a relief for them and they, it's hard for them. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing.
And Pam, to be a part of a beautiful memory, that's got to just make you and the team feel so wonderful. It's why you do what you do. So how can we help you? How can the public continue to help support the mission of Make-A-Wish Connecticut?
Well, now more than ever, we need everyone's help. So if you go to ct.wish.org, you can volunteer. You can fill out an application and volunteer. You can donate. If you have certain skills, we're always looking for painters and electricians and plumbers, and because a lot of these things right now, we're building things for kids. Their wishes are things that are in their backyard or a basement makeover or their bedroom makeover. Please, we need your help more than any time. Any time in our 35 years is now when we need it most.
And also, you know, a lot of times you get requests for wishes that maybe a company listening right now could actually say, oh, wow, I think I can make that happen. I have the tools needed, or I have the wherewithal, or this is what we do anyway. So we can certainly make this happen for a child and family in need. So if people want to get an idea of the types of wishes that are being asked of you, could they simply call your office, or could they go online, or maybe you could just bullet point a few? I know you just did with the basement and things like that, but you know, we were talking about something, you and I, about horses, and you know, is there something or some place people can go to maybe get inspired?
Exactly. I'll rattle off a few right now, and if one of these resonates with you, please call us at our office, 203-261-WISH. But we have a backyard cabin. We've got shopping sprees. We've got pools, above ground pools. We've got campers, room makeovers. I've got one. They actually want their vehicle made over, so that's fun. College tuition, a family beach vacation. So the list goes on and on and on. Deep sea fishing, build a computer. So there's a lot of them, and they just, you know, we have a long list. Actually, one of my cool favorite ones that we're not sure how to get started is this girl wants to create a wig charity because no one really focuses on teenagers, and she'd love to have a variety of wigs that she could go around the hospital and offer to kids because insurance doesn't cover it, and, you know, kids, they want some hair. So that's a really cool one that just came in.
Wow. I'm going to put this all up online, and this is really great information, Pam. I thank you very much. And before we wrap our conversation today, as we celebrate the 35th anniversary of Connecticut Make-A-Wish officially happening on July 18th with their very first wish mom, Kathy Maselli, in honor of her beautiful son, Donnie, whose wish was granted to go to Walt Disney World in 84. Pam, please give out your website once again.
Okay, it's ct.wish.org.
ct.wish.org. Kathy, thank you for sharing your story with us. We're going to have this up at mycommunityaccess.com where people can hear this again and also find out the many ways that they could support. Maybe you have an idea, or maybe you fit the bill of one of the things that Pam was just talking about. So again, thank you both so much for being here today.
Well, thank you as well. I will keep in touch with Make-A-Wish forever. I'm going to be a volunteer. So that, I'll tell you how that has affected me.
Awesome.
So yeah, thank you.
Terrific.